Hi, everyone. I'm Celia Keenan-Bolger, and this is Sunday Pancakes, a podcast to nourish your head and heart any day of the week. So this week's episode, it's a mini pancake. I'm just sitting at this table all by myself today. And honestly, when I started this podcast, I hadn't really planned on doing this, but I feel like the response and feedback has been so amazing that I thought maybe I could do these mini episodes. And since I can't sit down with each and every one of you, I thought maybe if you wanted to send in a thought or send in a question or, you know, just anything, maybe I could use these mini episodes to talk about it, so that I get to open it up not just to my friends in the theater community, but to all of you as well. I made a little Gmail account, and it's sundaypancakespod@gmail.com. So, you know, if you want to send something over to that email address, then maybe I can talk about it in the next mini episode. I also thought I would just take a moment to talk about some of the things that have been on my mind as we start to transition out of this isolation and back into something that maybe resembles a new normal. There are a few things that keep coming up for me. I'm gonna start with the most shallow one, and that's my appearance. And I guess I was thinking about, like, really early on in the pandemic, it was like a month in, I had my first, like, crying, sort of heaving on the couch breakdown with John. And guys, do you know what it was about? It was about the weight that I felt like I had gained since the pandemic began. And I was so, I remember saying, I was like, people are struggling with food insecurity and people are dying from COVID, and I'm crying because I don't feel good about my body. So, like, what kind of person does that make me? And obviously, I think I was doing a little bit of, not avoidance, but there were obviously a lot of things in my life that I couldn't control and that I was feeling anxious about. And so I think I just sort of put all of it onto my body. But it did get me thinking about how I've showed up the last year, which is basically in a loose pair of pants, no makeup, sometimes a bra, and that's it. And I'm like, what's that going to look like on the other side? And I guess in the past, I have always told myself, you know, dressing up or makeup or clothes make me feel better about myself. And I'm just wondering, if they make me feel better about myself, then why wasn't I doing that this past year? I could have used a boost all the time. And it felt like so much labor to put on a pair of jeans and certainly to put on any sort of makeup. And I guess I'm just wondering, I'm really just questioning my own relationship to, I suppose, how I look and how much I think probably it's affected by people that I'm around and how I think they are perceiving me. And I'm wondering if I'm gonna be able to let some of that go. I'm going to say I probably am not going to be able to, but I have been interested in what's come up this past 12 months and how little thought and care I have put into my appearance. And I wonder, maybe I would have felt a little bit better about myself if I had put some more time into it, but it just didn't feel like I had the bandwidth for that. The tiny little weekly roundup for that thought pancake is this amazing, it's an article called Prepare for the Ultimate Gaslighting, and it's an article that I read actually, I think in like April of 2020. It was like it was at the very beginning of the pandemic. And I'm just going to read a quote from it. It says, and it's actually referring to the time that we are in right now. And it says, "What is about to be unleashed on American society will be the greatest campaign ever created to get you to feel normal again. It will come from brands. It will come from government. It will even come from each other, and it will come from the left and from the right. We will do anything, spend anything, believe anything, just so we can take away how horribly uncomfortable all of this feels. And on top of that, just to turn the screw that much more, will be one of the efforts that's even greater, the all-out blitz, to make you believe you never saw what you saw." It's so good. It's a really good article. And it talks a lot about consumerism and how I think when we are uncomfortable, or at least when this guy is uncomfortable, I would rather like buy some makeup or a new pair of jeans to make myself feel better instead of sitting with the discomfort as I have been made to do this past year. Okay, the second thing that I have been thinking about is, out of this year where there has been so much that I have really disliked, I do think I am walking out of it with some new habits that I do not think I would have acquired had it not been for this pandemic and for the isolation that I have felt inside of it. And the first habit, y'all, is the morning pages. I was first introduced to these in like 2002 when all of my friends were doing The Artist's Way, and I just like couldn't do it. And this year when I was having a really hard time, one of my good friends was like, "Do you keep a journal? Like, you should really write things down." And I was like, "Yeah, I don't want to do that at all." But I kept thinking about it. And so I decided just to set a timer for 5 minutes, or maybe it even started with 3 minutes. And that 3 minutes felt like an eternity, but I just did it every day for, I don't know, probably a month. And after a while, I was like, I think I could probably do a page. And this is a small journal that we're talking about, by the way. This is not, there's not much to this. But I was like, I can do a page. And over the year, I have been able to work up to 3 pages every morning. And I just can't emphasize enough how good it feels to have this sort of brain dump. That's a funny term, at the beginning of the day. And especially on the days when I think I wake up with that sort of like a bad feeling or anxiety, and when I'm just like, oh, I don't feel quite right. To be able to go downstairs and work through or talk about or write down, I guess, all of the things that I'm worried about or that I have to accomplish, or just most of the time, it's like what I did the day before. But for whatever reason, it helps me. It has helped me process so much. So I just say, I am going to really try to keep it up on the other side. And I would really encourage you to start small and just stick with it. And if you only do 3 minutes a day, 3 minutes is better than no minutes. Okay, the second habit that I've been able to cement into my life is 7 hours of sleep a night. And I know, I mean, I have a kid, so it means that I'm going to bed at an early hour. And I don't know how easy this one is going to be to bring over to the other side. But this is what I do know. And that is that if I go to bed before midnight, and if I don't look at social media once I am in bed, it is almost always possible for me to get those 7 hours. And I think particularly in the times when we are feeling like there's so much that's out of our control, that sleep thing, it is so helpful. I mean, I think there's a whole other conversation to be had about insomnia and not being able to sleep. And maybe that can be the next mini episode about what I did during the pandemic when I was having a hard time sleeping, but or waking up in the middle of the night. But I do think that trying to get to bed at a better hour for me is key. It also cuts down on snacking. And finally, the last habit, you're going to want to punch me in the face, is drinking a gallon of water a day. And again, I started small. I was like, I'll have 3 water bottles. I'll have 1 in the morning. I'll have 1 in the afternoon and 1 at night. And then over time, I was like, I think I can build up. And now I have 8 a day. And I pee a whole lot. But I don't have that thing that used to happen, not all the time, but sometimes where I was like, I feel terrible. And I have a headache and I'm cranky and I have no idea why, except that maybe I am a little bit dehydrated. And again, it's just one of those things that I think when we are feeling like there are a lot of outside forces that we can't control, it gave me a sense of, I think, taking care of myself that felt pretty easy. So I'm just going to give those 3 things to you as habits that were really helpful to me. They don't have to be that. Just make them easy. I read the little weekly roundup for this section is the book Atomic Habits by James Clear. I read it at the beginning of the pandemic and I just thought it was really helpful. And his big thing is like, you have to make it simple. And I think that really is true, that usually when we get big ideas about things that we're going to change, at least in my experience, I went too far and then I wasn't able to maintain it. So read that book. I also like use a little habit tracker where I just write down things that I'm going to try to do. And then I put a little X by it. And like early in the pandemic, one of those things was take off my PJs. And then I would get that X. And at the end of the day, I'd be like, I did that. I have something to show for myself. So they don't need to be drinking a gallon of water a day. They can be, again, start small and give yourself a little reward when you do it well. Okay. The last thing that I've been thinking about is just all of our different relationships to risk. And I think for some people, it's going to be really easy to bounce back into life. And for others, it's going to take some time. And I am just trying to figure out how to make sure, that other people's behavior isn't a comment on how I'm choosing to move forward. I feel like if this year has given me anything, it's that it's helped me learn how to check in with myself and see where I am and what I need. And so I think if we can do that while practicing a kind of collective compassion, I think that this transition will be a lot easier for all of us. There are 2 articles in this little weekly roundup. One is by Rachel Miller, and it's called How to Make Small Talk After We've Been Through a Pandemic. And the other one is by Anne Helen Peterson, who's an amazing writer, and it's called I'm Not Ready. So all of these will be linked in the show notes. That's all for this first little mini pancake episode. I want to remind you, if you're feeling it, to reach out to sundaypancakespod@gmail.com. If there's something you want to hear me talk about or a question or a thought or a guest you want to hear from, just drop me an email. I cannot wait for the next episode. In the meantime, take care of yourselves. This week's episode was recorded in New York on the lands of the Mohican and Lenape peoples. Sunday Pancakes is produced by me and Rachel Sussman of Plate Spinner Productions, with editing and engineering by Tim Kashani and Ali Rice of Apples and Oranges Arts. The theme music is by Gavin Creel. Special thanks to John Conley. Sunday Pancakes is distributed by Playbill.